And welcome to the June 4th, 2026 show on Free Radio Santa Cruz on the net. This one is a Thursday flashback to February 22nd, 2001. Unusually tired this afternoon. I'm not sure why, but I'm definitely feeling that way. So I'll try to talk slow, but not too incoherently. On February 22nd, you're going to hear an interview with Chris Brazda, who describes his 80 days on the Santa Cruz psych ward and in jail. He says, for taking photos of Wormhout and Buttes, then two supervisors on the board of Stupid Vipers, as I sometimes call them. Then we go back a few weeks to the California Civil Rights Organizing Project Conference, which has some interesting discussion, but lots of bureaucratic blather, unfortunately. But you get to separate, decipher, and distill the good from the bad. In the studio with us shortly after that is Scope It Out Scott Graham, who, along with me, discusses the James Knock'em Down Nay upcoming chalking trial, and we hear the discussion with the police and Nay's arrest and commentary as he's being arrested in front of, I guess it's near the what is now the Del Mar Theater. I guess it was the Del Mar Theater then. It was then also the Downtown Informant Center, or they called themselves the Downtown Information Center, the famous hosts who were sort of the eyes and ears of the police force, or sort of tourist be-friendly kind of bureau. After I struggle to answer a caller in Spanish, you get to hear Linda Romero talking about homeless service center abuses, or I call it the homeless lack of services center. What is now, well, it's now called Funding Matters and gets considerably more money, but it's expanded its buildings, it's expanded its reach. Unfortunately, it hasn't expanded meaningful services to the majority of homeless people. Here are a couple of articles about a couple of guys detained for possession of explosive material, which was it destined for an attack on the Dakota Club or the Gap? Who knows? I haven't listened to this and this flashback with any great thoroughness or patience, but you'll get a chance to do that. And then you're also going to hear a discussion of a proposal in Maine for ending homelessness. And finally, Pat Kittle, who is an environmental activist and anti-Zionist, who has recently come into greater prominence with the Zionist mass murders in Gaza and Lebanon and elsewhere. He talks about conscientious camping, and we discuss it, and we rattle back and forth. And that's it, and flashback to 2022nd on 2001. And I will now probably crash in a heap, and hopefully you'll get something out of this flashback. Enjoy it if you can, and even maybe even learn from it, possibly.